from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. At his sentencing yesterday, the former East Cleveland police chief was not given any prison time after accepting a plea deal that dropped 23 counts against him, leaving just one felony count. Scott Gardner will serve 600 hours of community service, 5 years probation, and pay the state nearly $150,000 in restitution. In court, he admitted to underreporting sales tax from his security services company and instead holding on to more than $203,000. Prosecutors pointed to his criminal history of two similar offenses. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Jeffrey P. Saffold didn't mince words when he addressed the defendant.
And do some soul searching and figure out what your life plan is going to be. Because cutting corners and running raggedy businesses where you steal from the state hasn't worked for you. You're now a convicted felon.
Gardner's attorney acknowledged he was reckless and benefited financially from his mistakes. Gardner told the judge his intent is to make sure it doesn't happen again. In West Central Ohio, 90 students from the Indian Lake School District were displaced by last week's tornado that killed three people and injured 27 in Logan County. ONN's Yolanda Harris in Columbus says a fundraiser was held in the area last night.
The community continues to come together to help all families affected by the tornado. At least $830,000 was raised at a benefit concert. Local bands took the stage in Bell Fountain and hundreds packed the theater. All proceeds go to the United Way of Logan County's Tornado Relief Fund. You can still donate to the United Way of Logan County online. I'm Yolanda Harris.
It is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Ohio, and the state has already gotten more than its share. ONN meteorologist Betsy Kling in Cleveland has more.
As far as the preliminary reports to the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center, we have had 26 tornadoes in the state of Ohio just this year. Of the 26 tornadoes, we have had five that are at EF2 strength or greater. An entire year's worth of tornadoes on average is 19. So we are off to a record start to this tornado season. I'm Betsy Kling.
The National Weather Service says there have been 151 tornadoes nationally since the beginning of the year. Only Florida has more than Ohio so far with 30. In Southwest Ohio, Darby Bodie's seat was vacated by members of the Lakota School Board. She hasn't attended a meeting since November after a judge issued a protection order, forcing her to stay away from a fellow board member. Board President Julie Schaefer.
There is a lot of work to be done within the district, and we need all five members to be able to participate in meetings in order to best support our students and staff.
Isaac Adi claims he was being stalked by Bodie. Ohio's updated unemployment rate is unchanged from the previous report. Here's ONN's Dave James.
The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services says Ohio's jobless rate for February was 3.7%, the same as January and the same as a year ago. The national rate for February was 3.9%. There are just over 5.6 million people in Ohio's workforce. The state says there are 212,000 Ohioans listed as unemployed. Dave James, ONN News.
Voters in Toledo said yes to a pair of income tax renewals this week. More from ONN's Kaylee Kirby.
Issue 1 brings in money for police and fire, and Issue 2 is for the roads. Mayor Wade Kapsakavich said he's not surprised both passed.
I think the public knows by now that that is all about police and fire, and by approving that by such a wide margin, that's an indication that they support the decision we've made to grow the size of the police force. That's what we've done.
Issue 1 has passed every 4 years since it was first introduced in 1982, and voters approved Issue 2 back in 2020. I'm Kaylee Kirby.
South of Columbus, the expansion of a paper company is expected to bring 100 more jobs to the 500 already at the plant in Circleville. Sofidel makes toilet paper, napkins, and paper towels. The company originally broke ground in Ohio in 2016. And Governor DeWine says,
when you bring this many people in every day to work, and this is a 24/7 operation, never shuts down, it just has an impact on the whole community, whether it is restaurants, whether it's other businesses, jobs breed more jobs.
Governor Mike DeWine also says the facility plans to expand even more in the future. In a couple of weeks, the total solar eclipse will be a big attraction in Northeast Ohio. Yesterday, Cleveland city officials gave an update on the plans that are being made for enormous crowds that are expected there. ONN's Isabel Lawrence reports.
Some people have predicted the crowds will be a Browns game, a Cavs game, a Guardians game, and St. Patrick's Day all combined. County Executive Chris Ronayne says with the eclipse, plus the Guardians home opener that same day, of course, the women's Final Four the days before, there could be a couple hundred thousand people visiting the county. According to Interim Safety Director Wayne Drummond, planning for this eclipse has been going for more than a year. City and county leaders also emphasizing their partnerships with NASA Glenn and the Great Lakes Science Center in creating a full eclipse experience for families and visitors. I'm Isabel Lawrence.
The Ohio State men's basketball team takes on Virginia Tech tomorrow in the second round of the NIT tournament. And owners of a Northeast Ohio restaurant recently marked a milestone by supporting the community in a big way. ONN's Jim Donovan in Cleveland explains.
The local restaurant is giving back by eliminating all school lunch debt. And we're talking about the business between the bun in North Ridgeville. Owners John and Lucia just celebrated the restaurant's one-year anniversary, and they really wanted to do something special for the North Ridgeville area. So, Between the Bun, along with help from the community, came up with nearly $2,000, which completely paid off all past due balances of school lunches in North Ridgeville.
Special thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.